Hello again, it's Coach Kelly with the first edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report for the 2017-18 season. In this episode, we're going to be talking about the schedule. The 2017-18 version of the Seaman Wrestling schedule has undergone several changes from recent years. The revisions better accommodate the periodization schedule of training and competitions, and the JV and varsity split is not as prominent as it has been in the past years. One of the more challenging events on the schedule happens out of the blocks with the Gardner-Edgerton Invitational on opening weekend, December 2nd. The tournament is as tough as it gets, with perennial powers from Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Oklahoma, in addition to some of the best that Kansas has to offer. Gone is the Gardner duel that has happened after their tournament during the past few seasons. This year, the Vikes will have a week to prepare for the Eagle duels in Colby. This will be the third year in a row that we have attended this two-day event. On Wednesday, December 13th, after the Colby duels and before Lee's Summit, we travel to Heights to take on the Thunderbirds in a single-event duel. Both varsity and JV will compete. This is a change from the double duel that has happened the past few years later in the season, with Mill Valley included in the mix. Taking us into Christmas break will be the two-day Lee's Summit Invitational. This has been a well-organized event with great competition. Let's just hope Old Man Winter doesn't rear its ugly head like it did last year when the first day happened, but Saturday was canceled due to snow and ice. First up, after Christmas, is our only home event on the schedule for 2017-18, the Seaman Duels and JV Invitational. We hope to get the title back that Hayes snatched from us last year for the first time in the five-year history of the tournament. Senior recognition will also happen prior to the final round of duels. On Tuesday, January 9th, we will compete in a new event, a double duel where both JV and varsity will participate. Emporia and Paola will be our opponents, with Emporia being the host site. The always challenging Bobcat Classic at Baser Linwood High School is up next. Each year, this event serves as a mid-season measuring stick. Held on Friday and Saturday, January 12th and 13th, the field will again include over 30 teams from five states. For the first time in over a decade, a new event fills the spot on the schedule during the week after the Bobcat. The varsity will be traveling to DeSoto for a dual tournament on Friday, January 19th, while the JV participates in the Holton tournament. The team will have a well-deserved Saturday off before the final push to the end of the season. The DeSoto duels will mark the end of the dual portion of the schedule. A goal with revising the schedule several years ago was a greater focus on duels. That objective has been met in recent years with about 20 duels on average on the schedule. That priority will continue during the 2017-18 schedule. The Southeast Kansas Invitational at Chanute on Saturday, January 27th, serves as a worthy challenge to, in essence, end the regular season competition before the league, regional, and state series begins. This tournament seems to be getting stronger and stronger each year. The teams slated to be added this year look to keep that trend intact. Tee West will be the site for the 2018 Centennial League Tournament. You can count on each bracket in our league tournament to be 2 to 3 deep in state-level quality. Do well at the league, and you are setting yourself up for success at the regional and state tournaments. February 3rd, 2018 is the date of the league tournament. After a week off, during which the JV ends their season at Burlington, the Vikes compete in the regional tournament. The site is yet to be determined, but the date is set for Friday and Saturday, February 16th and 17th, 2018. The two-day Super Regional had its debut last season, and the formula seemed to have worked. At this time, the enrollment-based team assignments for each classification are yet to be determined. The September 20th count always produces some interesting shifting based on those numbers. If you like that sort of thing, stick around for next year's classification assignments. There could be real discussion after that due to the classification restructuring that will take effect in 2018-19. The grand finale in Park City happens on Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th. This will be the eighth year in a row that the 5A and 6A tournaments have taken place at Hartman Arena. Our practice and competition schedules are designed to prepare the guys well for the finish that we are looking for. Each year, a theme is settled on to carry the program through the off-season through to the state tournament. This year, a pair of quotes fills that purpose. One is from John Irving's novel, Setting Free the Bears: "The fanatical maintenance of good habits is necessary." The other is, "Conduct yourself as if you already are what you want to be, every day." That's all for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, Thanks for listening.